Finally, in this week's panorama, as Tuesday marked the Day of Wine in the Czech Republic, Rob Cameron went along to the Wine and Spirits Trade Fair to examine the challenges faced by Czech wine producers today.
I'm standing in front of the Vistavistje trade ground. Today is the Day of Czech Wines, and there's a huge trade fair on, and it's called Wines and Spirits. With me is Lenka Mrovová. She's from one of the exhibitors today, one of the biggest wine producers in the Czech Republic. Now, what does this trade fair mean for a company such as yours? It's an important day, presumably.
Yeah, of course, this is a very important day for us. I'm from the company Soare Sect, and we are the producers and distributors of sparkling wines and, of course, of wines.
What goes on at a big trade fair like this? Presumably it's a chance to meet and catch up with other people in the business.
Exactly. You can check the trade of the Czech wines, also the wines from abroad. You can catch the new customers. You can open new relationships.
Speaking there of new customers, I gather that wine drinking is on the up in the Czech Republic. More and more people, especially young people, are turning to wine and turning away from beer.
Yeah, exactly. We are famous as a nation that drink beer, but now the situation is changing because young people start to drink more wine. The wine market is growing. Each year the percentage is going up and up, but if I can compare like the big market and the wine market, there are so many players on the wine market. It's much more tough and much more small players. In the Czech Republic you have got 4 or 5 big beer brands, but so many wine brands, so each customer, young or older, can choose whatever he or she wants.
Right, so it must be very, very fierce competition then among the individual winemakers.
Exactly. The competition is bigger from abroad. You have got the wines from Italy, wines from Australia, wines from Chile. And of course, that the situation now after the Velvet Revolution, after 89, people want to taste something new. So of course that the Czech brands and Czech winemakers from the part which is called Morava, which is famous for wine production, is good, but also must to compare now in European Union to the Italian, to the Spanish winemakers, and then from the winemakers from all over the world.
Right, and now the million-dollar question, Czech wine, is it any good?
Of course.
Right, well, I'm going to go and put that to the test now. Thank you very much.
My name is Martin Prokesh, and my grandfather, my father, and all family have a strong winemaking or wine producing tradition, and now I am marketing director of company winery Vinium Velké Palovice. It's one of the specialized original Moravian wines producing company.
So you probably have wine running through your veins, not blood, yes?
Yes, maybe.
Generally, are things looking good for the Czech wine industry?
I think that our wines, Moravian and Czech wines, because 96% of production is Moravian origin wines, have very good brand in consumer mind, and we have a very good position. But after European Union entry, we have strong and every year very hard to sell our wines because there are strong distributors, it means an international retail chains. And
So EU entry, EU membership has not necessarily been a good thing for Czech winemakers.
Trade was opened, but I think that its problem was that we have very strong competition in retail chains, and they import wines without any other costs, but we have costs with distribution, so there are not similar conditions. So I think that international wines are in the best position for distributing it through these chains.
Right, because I know that in my corner shop where I live, I can walk in there. It's a tiny shop, doesn't sell much, but I can come out with a bottle of Jacob's Creek or other South African wines, Chilean wines, for a couple of dollars.
Yeah, I think. But I think that Moravian wines are, although very original, very special, white wines are very fruity and very fresh. I think that you cannot find these wines similar in the world. Red wines are very fruity, very fresh also. So I think that we have a place in the wine world. But in our now situation in our market is very hard to sell.
Right. Well, let's put that claim to the test, because you've brought me a wine to try. It's a Rulanské Bílé, which is a white wine. Can you describe it a bit before we try it?
It's a Pinot Blanc. It's in Czech language, it's Rulanské Bílé. It's a late harvest in our categories by Winery Law. It's our exclusive collection for gastronomy only. It's distributed only through wholesalers to gastronomy directly. And
to posh restaurants, in other words.
Yeah, directly. This is a young wine with very good maturing grapes and very nice, attractive color, yellow with green reflexes.
It is very sort of yellowy, isn't it? Very rich color.
Yeah, very very rich, and it reflects this very good maturing of grapes in vineyards. When you smell, you can smell very nice, fruity, fresh, tropical, or our typical Moravian fruit. It means peach, apples, and sometimes you can find honey.
Right. I'm salivating now, so we have to try it. Mm. That's very good, isn't it? It's very fruity.
It's very fruity, and it has very round taste. It means that you can find it's very harmonious and also fruity in taste. So I think it's a very good. It can be make a combination with fruit salads, vegetable salads. Also, you can combine with special Czech and Moravian cuisine.
Right now, I have to drive today, so I'm not going to have any more of that. Although it's very, very good indeed. Are you finding now that Czechs are turning away from their traditional national drink, which is beer, and starting to drink wine more?
Yeah, because also our marketing statistical numbers say that people likes more and more every year. We have growing in wine consumption. This year it will be 17.7 per capita liters per year. Beer is decreasing, also distillates are decreasing, so it's a very good situation because people change their lifestyle, they eat more healthily, and it depends what they can drink. I think that when you drink wine, you automatically eat very, very healthy.
And judging from the hordes of people queuing up outside the Vista Vistia trade grounds here at the Wines and Spirits Trade Fair, drinking wine is not going out of fashion anytime soon.